talk about electricity privatization and provide information about what is happening in BC and how rapidly our electricity system is becoming private. As many of you know, the privatization of BC Hydro has been an ongoing project for the current government. Our organization, Citizens for Public Power, has had campaigns against each stage of privatization. It began with the privatization of one-third of the major operations of BC Hydro when they were sold to Accenture. And then, of course, it continued through to the privatization of the transmission system, where that was completely separated from BC Hydro and made a completely independent private system. It's still government-owned, but it's private, so it's different. So what that means is that the private sector now has access to transmission in competition with BC Hydro. So we need a public forum now because a lot is at stake and a lot is happening very fast. John Calvert will be talking a little bit in a few minutes really about how rapidly the water resources of our province are being privatized for private development of electricity. The government has done something very sneaky, too. It has passed a bill, Bill 30, which has set aside the normal ability of local municipalities to be able to review and to have anything to say about where hydro plants are situated in their areas or how they are built or developed or whether they are built at all. So tonight you're going to hear about what's happening in three communities, Kitimat, Christina Lake, and the Whistler Squamish area. And you will hear how their rights have been set aside through Bill 30 and what happens when the private sector becomes in control of the water resource. That's not very good for the communities themselves. But I think what is going to be most important about what you'll hear tonight is how the communities are fighting back and trying to take control of our own resource again. Those representing these communities are Trafford Hall from Kitimat, Grace McGregor from Christina Lake, and Tom Rankin with the Ashuelu River. But before we hear about what is happening in these communities, we'll have an overview of the extent of water privatization and the impact this is having on the people of BC. And this is going to be given by John Calvert. So the way the evening is going to go, we're going to have John speaking for about 25 minutes about what's been happening and what the implications of this are. And then we will have each of the people from the community speak for about 15 minutes. And at the end, we will have a question and answer session. So if you have questions, if you can wait until the end, unless it's a clarification for something, but if you could wait until the end, that would be very helpful. Thank you. Oh, let me tell you about John Calvert. John is going to speak first, and he is a board member with Citizens for Public Power, and he's also an adjunct professor in political science at Simon Fraser University. And John was on the BC Hydro Integrated Electricity Planning Committee last year representing Citizens for Public Power. And he learned a lot there. But, of course, in addition to that, he has been monitoring the situation, doing a great deal of research on the consequences of privatizing electricity production, and particularly the selling of water licenses, which I believe is the topic for tonight.